This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas, like most other states, is battling opioid abuse. There have been gains, but the long-term effects for individuals can affect health and wealth. Getting a job, paying rent, and other matters can be difficult after struggles with substance abuse that might have included legal difficulties. A new program in Arkansas, Beyond Opioids, Breaking Legal Barriers for Family and Recovery, is being administered by the Center for Arkansas Legal Services and Legal Aid of Arkansas, and can provide legal assistance to families who have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Last week, we talked with Julie Norman, the managing attorney in Little Rock for the Center for Legal Services, and Helen Graytill, project director for the Beyond Opioids program. Julie Norman says the $2 million grant will allow several partners to participate, from the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences to ministries to public defenders' offices to the Arkansas Department of Corrections.
If they identify one of their patients or clients where a legal solution might help them, they would refer them to us for that legal work. And so what I mean by that, so what we're seeing a lot of times for folks that are in recovery, perhaps one of the barriers to them finding a job is not having a driver's license. So we can help them obtain that driver's license. Maybe they're unable to find housing, proper housing. We can assist them with housing. Maybe they have lost a child, or that child has gone into DHS custody, the Department of Human Services. So maybe there's something that we can do to assist them in that custody case. So a lot of times a barrier to recovery means simply that, you know, this individual is so focused on this outside problem. Maybe it's, like I said, the child custody, the lack of a job, lack of food. How are they going to fix that problem and be able to focus on recovery at the same time?
I'm guessing that this can also help reduce, ideally dramatically reduce the chances of someone returning to a substance abuse problem. If you have this help and you can have some, legal aid to address some of these problems, perhaps a return to substance abuse is far less likely. Do I have that right?
That was the idea. So our thought is that it takes every different parts of the community to sort of stabilize a family, because drug addiction drives a wedge between family members. It's a destabilizing factor. And so dealing with their legal issues or helping them navigate the civil legal system is, in fact, helpful to them, in our view, and it's scientifically proven to do that. Yes, that is absolutely the idea, to help stabilize the family by making sure they have wraparound services in all aspects of their life, including making sure that they have safe, affordable housing, that they are, their credit is restored or protected through our consumer protection program, that they have good representation in custody or legal guardianship issues, for example, and that they have access to public benefits to make sure that they have money in their pockets and food on the table.
And idealistically, isn't this a rising tide lifting all boats for Arkansans? Aren't we all better if we can help each other?
Are we all better if we can help each other? Yes. If you look at the economic impact of the opioid crisis, and if you look at the externalities of not just the number of lives lost, and also the productivity, it is something that happens to us no matter how far away from it we are. And there is no way to solve or eradicate the epidemic until we all come together and help.
Julie, maybe you can explain just a little bit more about the broad services that Center for Arkansas Legal Services provides.
Sure. So for over 55 years, the Center for Arkansas Legal Services, or as we call it, CAL, has been around to advocate for low-income Arkansans. The various things that we do, whether it be family law and under that umbrella, you know, you're going to have divorces and guardianships for children, also custody issues, adoption issues, orders of protection, that's a popular, legal topic there. Under our consumer law group, what they're going to help you focus on is if you need to file for bankruptcy, if you have creditors that are harassing you, if you have old credit card debt, to help you with things like that, if your wages are being garnished, what's the best way to go about stopping that from happening? In our housing work group, right now with the eviction moratorium, our cases in that housing group are really substantial. So just keeping people in their house, landlord-tenant laws, trying to keep people in just safe, stable, affordable housing. And then finally, in our public benefits practice group, we handle cases like Social Security disability, food stamps, sealing of criminal records, veterans benefits. We also do wills and estates for people. And then we have a disaster assistance program that came into being last year at the beginning of the year in response to the 2019 Arkansas River flooding. So folks that were impacted by that disaster, we've been doing a lot of work with them, helping them out with their various legal problems.
Julie Norman is the managing attorney in Little Rock for the Center for Legal Services. Helen Gratil is project director for the Beyond Opioids program. They spoke with us last week. The program just began this month. You can find out more at arlegalservices.com or by calling 800-950-5817. Calls are answered from 9 to 11 a.m. and 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Legal Aid's website is arlegalaid.org. Both the Center for Arkansas Legal Services and Legal Aid of Arkansas have Facebook pages with additional information.